Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. When a special swarm of locusts descend, they won't be after crops. Their mission is to sniff out explosives because these are cyborg locusts developed by the U.S. Navy.
Locusts have a highly sensitive olfactory system that can pick out different explosive chemicals, such as ammonium nitrate, TNT, and a plastic explosive called PETN.
The researchers used a technology called biorobotic sensing, which they used to measure the activity of a locust's brain cells in response to what it was smelling.
Specific brain cells responded to certain explosive chemicals. This establishes a pattern of neuron activity that can become a biosignature for the different explosives.
Researchers then implanted electrodes in the locust brain that can read these biosignatures without interfering with the insect's flight.
Depending upon which brain cells become activated and the type of activity, researchers could tell what the locusts were smelling. They could even tell how close the insects were to the source from the concentration of chemicals in the area.
And the bugs could detect these chemicals in an amazing 500 milliseconds. One way to use these cyborg locusts is to release them in a suspect site and allow them to sniff out what's there. They're disposable and inexpensive.
With an ongoing locust plague destroying large swaths of crops in East Africa, this is one way these bugs can make up for their destructive reputations.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.